SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Japan's foreign minister visiting Ukraine over a shared concern of North Korean troops in Russia.
Takeshi Iwaya met with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibya, who spoke at a joint press conference. According to Ukrainian intelligence, Pyongyang is seeking to exchange its participation for access to Russian technologies in missile, nuclear, and other military programs. According to U.S., South Korean, and Ukrainian assessments, up to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia. I'm Nayeon Kim.
8 people have been killed, 17 wounded in a stabbing attack at a school in eastern China. A suspect, a 21-year-old male student at the vocational facility, has been detained. A spokesman says the young man had failed some tests and could not graduate. Also at SRNNews.com, Melania Trump opting not to go to the White House this past week with her husband when he returned for a visit. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When President-elect Trump arrived at the White House for his post-election Oval Office meeting, he was greeted by the president and the first lady. However, Melania Trump did not make the trip. Jill Biden gave Trump a handwritten letter of congratulations for Mrs. Trump, which also expressed her team's readiness to assist with the transition. The president-elect expressed his gratitude for Joe Biden's promise of an orderly transfer of power. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The House approving legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. The measure won bipartisan support in a 327-75 vote in what is now in the lame duck period of Congress. However, officials on Capitol Hill say that Senate passage isn't necessarily assured. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers need some cash.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once Donald Trump makes his return to the Oval Office. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Ease access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration several years ago could also be repealed. This is SRN News. The new DA in Los Angeles promising some big changes.
Incoming District Attorney Nathan Hochman says his first task will be to eliminate the pro-criminal blanket policies of one of California's most high-profile progressive prosecutors, George Gascon. That means bringing back gang-related sentencing enhancements and allowing prosecutors to bring juvenile charges more freely. Hochman will also prosecute low-level nonviolent crimes that he said the current DA has not, such as trespassing and disturbing the peace. But he also wants to look at solutions that don't involve locking criminals up. John Scott reporting.
An environmental organization serving notice of intent to sue one of the world's largest aquaculture companies for violations of the Clean Water Act in Maine. There are claims the salmon farming site pollutes the state's bays. Lobster fishing is a key industry in that region. More details at SRNNews.com.